All right, the inner advisor. So I'm going to have you begin to relax by taking a comfortable position. Loosen any restricting clothing. Take a few deep breaths and begin to let go of tension as you release each breath. Your eyes can be open or closed, whatever feels good for you. Allow yourself to relax more deeply, allowing your body to let go and your mind to become quiet and still. Imagine yourself descending 10 stairs that take you deeper to your quiet inner place. 10, 9, deeper and more relaxed. 8, 7, easily and naturally. 6, 5, deeper and more comfortably relaxed. 4, your mind's quiet, still, and alert. 3, 2, deeper and more comfortably at ease. And 1. Imagine yourself in a special place of beauty and serenity. Take some time to experience the peacefulness and tranquility you find in this place. When you are ready, invite your inner advisor to join you in this special place. Just allow an image to form that represents your inner advisor, who is a wise, kind figure who knows you well. Let your inner advisor appear in any way that comes and accept that as it is for now. Your inner advisor may come in many forms: a wise old man or woman, a friendly animal or bird, a ball of light, a friend or relative, or a religious figure. You may not have a visual image at all, but a sense of peacefulness and kindness. Accept your advisor as it appears, as long as it seems wise, kind, and compassionate. You'll be able to sense its caring for you and its wisdom. Invite it to be comfortable there with you, and then ask its name. Accept what comes. When you are ready, tell it about your problem. You can ask it any questions you have concerning this situation. Take all the time that you need to do this. Listen carefully to your advisor's response, as you would to a wise and respected teacher. You may imagine your advisor talking with you, or you may simply have a direct sense of its message in some other way. Allow it to communicate with you in whatever way seems natural. If you are uncertain about the meaning of its advice, or if there are other questions you want to ask, continue the conversation until you feel you have learned all you can at this time. Ask questions, be open to the responses that come back, and consider them carefully. As you consider what your advisor has told you, imagine what your life would be like if you took on the advice you had received and put it into action. Do you see any problems or obstacles standing in the way of doing this? If so, what are they, and how might you deal with them in a healthy, constructive way? If you need some help here, ask your advisor, who is still there with you. When it seems right, thank your advisor for meeting with you. Ask it to tell you the easiest, surest method for getting back in touch with it. Realize that you can call another meeting with your advisor whenever you feel the need. You can say goodbye for now in whatever way seems appropriate and allow yourself to come back to waking consciousness by walking up the stairs and counting upwards from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. As you reach 10, come wide awake, refreshed and alert, and remembering what was significant or important to you about this meeting.